Hey, I'm with you. You may feel alone right now, but you're not alone. I know you're having an anxiety attack. It's okay. I had anxiety attacks too. I still do. You're gonna be okay. You're not gonna die. I'm here with you. I made this episode just for you. Listen to my voice. You're gonna be okay. I'll tell you a story, and I know you're going through it right now. I know you may not want to hear this story. But just continue listening to my voice. You're going to be just fine. Trust me. Smile. Smile. You're okay. You are loved. I promise you, somebody in this world loves you. You could have done the worst thing possible, but somebody in this world still loves you. I love you. I love you. You're okay. Go splash some cold water on your face and continue listening to my voice if you're having a real bad anxiety attack. Your heart's probably pounding right now. It's okay. It's just your body reacting. Your body's just telling you, "Hey, my thoughts are taking over. You're thinking too many negative thoughts." Go splash water on your face. Did you do it? I know it feels weird, right? You're okay. I have anxiety attacks too. Just continue listening to my voice. Take some deep breaths. Ready? Your heart's pounding, I know. Into your nose. Out through your mouth. I know it's hard to do. Do it one more time. Ready? Put your hands over your head. Ready? Into your nose. Out through your mouth. Okay? Okay, now back to normal breathing. I'm going to tell you a story about me. I had an anxiety attack one time when I was on stage. It was the most embarrassing but funny thing ever. I've had anxiety since I was 22 years old. I'm 25 years old. I used to take Adderall. I was prescribed Adderall. And, well, I did some other extracurricular activities. Kind of a stupid decision. Nothing bad, but I guess you can make a guess. Everyone does it. It's legalized all over the country now. I did that, went on stage. I used to be a professional beatboxer, had a panic attack, and you could hear it in the microphone. I was like this. That probably makes you anxious too, and I'm sorry about that. But it was funny because it was like 300 people in front of me. But you know what I did? I was like, you know what? If I pass out, that's just my body's natural reaction. It's just trying to save me. I'm not going to die. And the panic attack went away. You got to face it, you got to get mad. You got to tell your body, hey, calm down, baby. Interrupt those thoughts immediately. Think about something good in your life. Somebody loves you in this world. Like I said earlier, even if you did something bad and you're ashamed of it and it's making you anxious, forget about it. You're a great person now. Use that story to be the hero of your story now. Now's the time to become your hero. Now's the time to be the hero of your life. Turn your life around right now. When you have anxiety attacks and when you have depression, it's your body telling you, hey, let's do something different. If we're living a monotonous lifestyle and we're not doing anything, it's your body's telling you, please, please, let's do something different. Go take a walk. If you're indoors right now and it's sunny outside, go take a walk. Even if it's snowing outside, go take a walk. Even if it's 100 feet, do something physical. Do something out of your comfort zone. That's how you kill anxiety. That's how you kill depression. Your body's yearning for something different. Your body's yearning to be worked. Gotta keep moving. But I can't, but I, no, 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 no. Yes, you can. I love you. Somebody else loves you. Somebody on this planet loves you. You're okay. Now, your anxiety attack, if you're having one right now, it's probably getting better. And if it's getting worse, just continue listening to my voice. If you're laying down, you're going to be okay. I know you hear some external stuff because I'm out in public. Matter of fact, 2 days ago, I had an anxiety attack in public. I drank too much coffee. You know what I'm talking about, right? When you drink a stimulant and you're like, oh my God, face it. Face it. Deal with it. The world's harsh, man. But God created us to take care of ourselves, He gave us all the tools to be able to take care of ourselves. And sometimes have everything that everyone else has. Sometimes we could be missing an arm. We could be missing a leg. We could be missing eyesight. It doesn't matter. You're still on this earth. You're alive. You're breathing. You're loved. Remember that. You're loved. Just continue listening to my voice. I love you. I do. If you feel alone, you're not alone anymore. I'm here. Again, I made this just for you. I understand. Those thoughts continuously come up, but I'm telling you how to fix it. If you've never exercised before, go exercise. Go lift some weights. If you have access to weights right now, go lift them. Challenge your body. Give your body what it needs. It's like, oh, I just need to do something. And when you keep just laying stagnant or laying down or sitting down all day and you have all these depressive thoughts, just remember that's your body telling you, please. Now, some of us, we take Western medicine intervention. I understand. But if it's not working, then try something different. Go walk, go run, go lift weights. And if you still do that, here's another thing I'm going to tell you to do. Look up the gut-brain connection. I'm sure you've heard of it before, but look it up. Look up the gut-brain connection. Pay attention to your diet. Eliminate gluten. Eliminate dairy. For a while, at least. You got this. You can change your life right now. You can eliminate and completely avoid anxiety attacks. They won't take over your life anymore. Depression won't take over your life anymore. Because you're loved. You got a purpose on this earth. You're here for a reason. What, you live in the hood? Okay. Use that. What, you're privileged and you live in a nice house and you have everything and you take care of your diet and you work out and you do everything? Well, then there's something out of alignment in your life if you're still having anxiety and depression. Get out of that bad relationship. You feel like the world's against you? Go look at some. Go drive in a bad neighborhood. Everybody has problems. But it's how you tackle those problems. It's how you approach your life. You can't just let it overtake you. You have to do something about it. And you can. And you will. Because someone loves you. Because God loves you. You were created to have. Everyone was created to have a purpose on this planet. I don't care how unimportant you feel. You have a purpose. We all have a purpose. I hope this makes you feel better. I love you. I really do. You're loved. You're going to be okay.